National Evolutionary Synthesis Center, this is the Evolution in the News story for August 2007, written by Elsa Youngstead. I'm Kristen Jenkins. Monkey business. Rhesus monkeys have told us a lot about ourselves over the course of medical and genetic research, and they're about to tell us even more. The rhesus macaque has played a central role in research on HIV, depression, and immunity, and is the organism in which the Rh or rhesus factor was discovered. That's the protein some humans have and some don't, designated by the plus or minus in our blood types. Now, the Rhesus Macaque Genome Sequencing and Analysis Consortium has sequenced 98% of this monkey's DNA, and the entire April 13, 2007 issue of Science magazine is dedicated to biomedical and evolutionary insights from all those A's, T's, G's, and C's. The monkey's genome is about 93% similar to that of humans, and knowing exactly where it's similar and where it's different will be an important aid to biomedical research, where the monkey is used as a model for human physiology. But now the rhesus macaque is one of three fully sequenced primate genomes, together with the human and chimpanzee. Put three together and you can make a family tree, something you can't do with only two. Humans and chimpanzees are so similar, 99% of their DNA sequence matches, and just by comparing the two, it's impossible to tell which of those differences represent evolutionary changes in the human lineage and which represent changes in the chimpanzee lineage, much less which of the many similarities are or are not shared with other primates. Now the rhesus monkey comes to the rescue, putting all that in perspective. The macaque is our more distant relative. It shared a common ancestor with humans and chimpanzees about 25 million years ago, whereas humans and chimpanzees diverged from one another only 6 million years ago. Sequences in common among all three organisms also probably represent the sequence of their common ancestor. But comparing the three species also tells us more about the differences between humans and chimpanzees. In some of the places where they differ, the chimpanzee sequence will resemble the monkey sequence, while the human sequence does not. This will pinpoint places where the human genome stands apart from those of all other primates, helping us understand what happened during primate evolution that defines our species. For more information about this story, including links to primary and popular literature and classroom resources, visit the National Evolutionary Synthesis Center website at www.nescent.org. That's Nescent. NESCENT. Go to the Education and Outreach section to read more about this story or to find more stories in our archive. The National Evolutionary Synthesis Center is funded by the National Science Foundation to promote research in biological evolution.